All right, everyone. Welcome to the official Live to Lead Morgantown pre-event call. My name is Gina Watts, and I am one of your co-hosts for this year's event in Morgantown. This call we decided to host so that we could answer any questions that you might have as you prepare for Live to Lead on Friday. We're so excited that you decided to invest in you and join us for this great event. So what we're going to do now is kind of introduce the team members, and then we will review what you should expect for Live to Lead Morgantown. We'll share some information with you about our special guests and our event sponsors for this year's program. And then we'll also share with you any, FAQs. You know, so a lot of times there's frequently asked questions that come up, and we have some answers for you. And then at the end of the call, you can unmute yourself and ask us any questions that you might have, okay? All right, so first I'd like to pass the baton over to one of our team members, Kevin Armstrong. Kevin, can you introduce yourself?
Thanks, Gina. Yeah, this is Kevin Armstrong. I'm a certified John Maxwell teacher, coach, and trainer in the Morgantown area.
Thanks, Kevin. Rebecca?
This is Rebecca Matuga, and I am also a certified John Maxwell team member. My certification right about the same time as Kevin. I've had the opportunity to see John speak live a few times, and I'm just really excited to get to share in this simulcast on Friday for Live to Lead, and I think you guys are all in for a treat to hear these amazing leaders. Excited for an opportunity to share and invest with all of you in our community and network with others who are interested in and value leadership the same.
Thanks, Rebecca. Jim?
Thanks, Gina. My name is Jim Matuga, and I own a company here in Morgantown called Interaction Media. We're a marketing agency, and we're so glad to be a sponsor of this event. I am not a JMT member, although I probably should be. I've been behind the scenes for a number of years, working on the team and working on developing some content that is used in the certification program. And I guess the one thing I would like to say is this, thank you all for participating in the event this coming Friday. We're so excited to bring this for the first time in Morgantown. And speaking on behalf of our company, you know, leadership is something that we believe is such an essential thing. Everything rises and falls on leadership. And what a great opportunity for all of us to make ourselves and our companies and our organizations and indeed our communities stronger by investing in some quality time and learning more about leadership.
Great. Thank you, Jim. Eric?
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing? This is Eric J. Watt. I, too, am a JMT team member for the last few years. And I also own a leadership development company by the name of Word Talk Productions here in Columbus, Ohio. I'm excited to connect with everyone, excited for you to be a part of this event. It's fantastic. I've helped produce this event with my wife, Gina, who you'll hear from in just a moment again, the last few years. And this year's lineup is, it may be the best that I've seen so far with Simon Sinek and John Maxwell, Liz Wiseman, and Dan Caffey of Chick-fil-A. So I can't wait to see everybody on Friday. Come up, introduce yourself. If you don't, I'll come find you because you're going to have a name tag, and I'm going to make you introduce yourself anyway.
Thanks, Eric. And again, I'm Gina. I've been a member of the John Maxwell team since 2013. My life has truly been transformed by being connected to this man. It might sound fluffy, it might sound over the top, but it is the truth. John Maxwell is who he says he is, and he truly is committed to adding value to people every day of his life. I actually just did a training with him this morning at 10 a.m., and before the call, they sent out a automated reminder on text message, and so my cell phone went off and said, it said John Maxwell on it, and I was like, he has my cell phone number? I was very shocked, but it was just a reminder, and that's how much he adds value to people every day. He is a great, genuine person, and I'm so glad to be connected to him. For the last 2 years, As Eric mentioned, he and I have posted Live to Lead in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. So we've been working in the region, but we weren't specifically in the Morgantown area. Each year we've had great experience. There's been a wonderful lineup, but as Eric mentioned, this year is probably the best year yet. Every year it gets better. At that event, Jim and Rebecca attended, and they approached us and said, hey, we'd love to partner and work with you guys next year. Shortly thereafter, we met with Kevin, and all of us then decided to become a team and bring Live to Lead to Morgantown, West Virginia. And so as we brought as we worked together to build Live to Lead in Morgantown, we thought about where would be the best place to have the event, and we settled in on Chestnut Ridge Church. So now the event is at Chestnut Ridge, but one thing we like to make clear is that this event is not faith-based. John's background is in the church. He was a pastor for several years before he formally left that role with one particular church, even though I'd argue he still pastors in many ways. But he no longer is a pastor with a specific church. So, but this particular training has nothing to do with faith. We did want to partner with Chestnut Ridge because they have the wonderful facilities, and they have in the past hosted similar events. So we are very grateful for having our event at Chestnut Ridge. At Live to Lead Morgantown, you will experience a simulcast, which is about 3 hours long in content. And we will also have be facilitating interactive activities and communicating with you as certified John Maxwell team members. So it won't just be everybody sitting in a room and watching a video, a live broadcast. You will actually be interacting and engaging and learning together. So during the event, I'm sorry, my dog's decided to go crazy. during the event, we will have breakfast. So there will be a continental breakfast provided. And then at lunch, we will also have a wonderful lunch provided. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. So that's a good, short, quick overview of what to expect for the event. There are four speakers: John Maxwell himself, who is leadership expert, best-selling author. He's world renowned, and he has been listed as a top leadership expert in the world by several outlets. He's genuinely a great person, and I'm so fortunate, as well as my team members, that we get to call him a mentor and a friend. So he will be facilitating two sessions during the simulcast. Simon Sinek will also be facilitating a session during the simulcast. Simon is calls himself an optimist, which I wish I would have thought of that, because that's a great title to have. So an optimist, and he also is an authority on leadership development. He is a best-selling author of the book Leaders Eat Last. And if you've never heard his TED Talk, please Google it, find it, sit down, and watch it. Your life will be changed. He has I think his TED Talk is the most viewed TED Talk of all TED Talks. So Simon is pretty amazing. Dan is the CEO of Chick-fil-A. He will facilitate another session. And then Liz Wiseman, who is the author of the book Multipliers, and she also is a executive coach who focuses on professional and leadership development for individuals and teams. She will also facilitate a session. So in total, you're going to get five teachings, but you have four different speakers because John speaks to us twice. Okay? All right. So do any of my team members want to add anything before we move on to the next item?
Oh, you're right.
Great job, Gina.
Good. All right. Well, thanks, guys. All right. So now I'm going to hand it over to Kevin, one of our co-hosts and co-sponsors. Kevin is going to tell you guys about one of our special guests that's going to join us for the event on Friday. Kevin?
Yeah, we're excited to have Brian Alcorn. Brian Alcorn is the executive director of BNI West Virginia. He has been gracious enough to sponsor the event. And he's excited about what the chapters here are doing, Business Network International, what these chapters are doing here in the Morgantown area, and just wants to be part of this, add value, and come along and improve his leadership and in turn help to improve the leadership of the chapters of BNI here in Morgantown, West Virginia. So we're excited to have Brian here as a guest and a sponsor.
Thank you, Kevin, and thanks again to BNI and Brian. They really provided a sizable sponsorship that allowed us to make this event affordable for the Morgantown area. One thing that I should mention is Live to Lead is a simulcast that's happening globally. So we have friends and team members all over the world that are showing this simulcast on Friday. And people are charging various rates throughout the world. And for us to be able to charge it for, you know, $99, and if you were able to get in early bird, you got it for $79, is really a great, great, great deal. And we've only been able to do that with great sponsors like BNI. Thank you, Kevin. Jim, can you talk to us about our other special guest that will be joining us on Friday?
Yes, thank you, Gina. And if it's okay, I might add, on the BNI connection, that just a couple of weeks ago, the John C. Maxwell Leadership Award was awarded in the world to Ivan Meisner, Dr. Ivan Meisner, who is the founder of BNI. So there's another leadership connection. So I thought that was pretty interesting. So our second special guest is none other than Ed DaCosta. For those of you who don't know, Ed is one of the founders of the John Maxwell team. He is one of the five faculty members around the world that teach from the stage at the live certification events, the John Maxwell teachings. And the cool thing about it is he lives in Morgantown, like 4 miles from us. So it's pretty cool. So he'll be in the he's in the neighborhood. He lives at Cheat Lake. Of course, Chestnut Ridge Church is in Cheat Lake. So he's going to be joining us. He actually had planned to be in Costa Rica this weekend, and his plans changed in house. So he's going to be in Morgantown. So he's graciously accepted our invitation to join, and we'll actually have one of the five faculty members at our event with us. So that's pretty cool.
Thank you, Jim. And just so that you guys understand, we've been talking about John Maxwell team like you would know what we're talking about, so I apologize for that. But the John Maxwell team is basically John's legacy. You know, John has created so many programs over the years and so many teachings. He has authored, I believe, over 90 books now. And what he did was partnered with Scott Fay and Paul Martinelli. Paul is the president of the John Maxwell team, and Scott Fay was a former faculty member of the team, and they decided to create the John Maxwell team. And basically what they do is they equip leaders to equip other leaders with materials that John has created over the years. And so there are only five faculty members that train us throughout the entire world. Two of them are in London. One is in North Carolina, and one is Paul Martinelli in Florida, our president, and the other is Ed DaCosta in Morgantown, West Virginia. So we are very, very blessed and fortunate to have Ed in our backyard, and that he will be able to come speak to you from the stage and add value to you during this event is truly a blessing. So thank you. Thank you, Jim, for sharing that.
Hey, Gina?
Yeah, sure.
Can I add just one more, please?
Yes, please.
Well, since, you know, Jim brought up, and it is, Ivan Meisner was the number one leadership awardee at the certification event this past August. But we will also have in attendance Steve Finn, who actually was runner-up in that same John Maxwell Leadership Award event. And he represents Chestnut Mountain Ranch here in Morgantown, West Virginia, and he's done a tremendous job. So I just wanted to let everybody know that he will also be in attendance. He'll have a booth set up outside to show you what they're doing at the ranch, for boys, and his leadership that he's displayed. I just thought it'd be nice to mention him as well.
Thank you, Kevin. Yes, and it's so awesome how much leadership and great success is coming out of Morgantown, and I'm sure there's even more that we don't know about. And having those type of leaders and those type of people already in the region, just imagine what else can be done as we all continue to grow and add value to ourselves so we can add value to others. So Ed DaCosta, Steve Finn, Brian Alcorn, we're going to have some great people in the room, including you. Everybody on the call, we're so happy that you joined us. We're just going over some logistics and some information to help prepare you for Live to Lead Morgantown. This call is being recorded and will be uploaded to our Facebook group page so that if you missed any of it and you want to listen to it later, give us a few minutes after the call and we'll have it uploaded there for you. All right? So we have another set of sponsors that we've been so fortunate to work with and partner with for this event. Rebecca, do you mind sharing with us about those sponsors?
Yeah, sure, Gina. We feel very blessed to have Chick-fil-A as one of our sponsors, providing a portion of our lunch at the end of the simulcast. With Dan Kathy speaking, local franchise owner Lisa Holt was gracious to help us with this portion of the program. We're also fortunate to have my parents, Terry and Sharon Jones, as the other sponsor for our lunch from Chick-fil-A. I've personally been blessed with incredible parents, share a passion for leadership and learning, and have really encouraged me to pursue this passion as well. And as my parents often do, they are supporting this event that really we felt could add so much value to our community by providing this lunch sponsorship. So I want to thank both of the Chick-fil-A and my parents as well.
Great. Thank you so much, Rebecca. I don't know about you guys, but I'm excited about food. And when I think of an event, I think about food that's so inappropriate, but I can't help it. And the fact that we're going to have some awesome Chick-fil-A at our event, it is really one of those value-adding experiences. And special thanks to Lisa and her team for sponsoring our lunches as well as your parents, Rebecca. Now, there's a couple of things that are going to happen during Live to Lead Morgantown, and one of them is there's going to be some offers for you to continue to add value to yourselves and those around you following the event. Now, I know you're wondering, Gina, don't start selling me on nothing. I just purchased my ticket for Live to Lead. You better be happy I'm going to be here for that. Well, I am. I'm excited. I'm happy. I'm so glad that you're going to be joining us for Live to Lead Morgantown. But just to prepare you for what you might hear from the stage, Kevin's going to share with you about an exciting opportunity that we'll be offering for you to consider for you and your team following the event. Kevin?
Yeah, it was very, very important to each of us on this team to not have this just be a one-day event. Okay, you see this all the time with speakers come into organizations, business schools, wherever it might be, and they do a great job, and they transform and they inspire, and then they leave. And we didn't want this to just leave. We feel that the cast of speakers that we're going to have are going to just open up an entire new window of leadership to you, and we just didn't want it to end on October 7th. So throughout Live to Lead, they are offering a mastermind, and mastermind is putting two brains together and you create a third. You get people, like-minded people, in a room together to discuss leadership. And when you put those people together, great things happen, ideas happen. And so we're going to be hosting a mastermind after the event, sometime before the first of the year. For anybody in attendance, there'll be information there that you can take with you and sign up if you like. And then even after that, we're going to expand it even more after the first of the year and create opportunities for you to continue your leadership journey. So look to hear more about the mastermind that takes place that will feature all four of the speakers that you hear that day.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much, Kevin. And this is brand new to the John Maxwell Company offering of Live to Lead. They never have offered a mastermind to follow up with the Live to Lead teaching before. So you guys get to be on the cutting edge of what's going on with the John Maxwell Company. So as Kevin mentioned, there will be four distinct teachings offered from each of the people who you'll get to see on stage on Friday. So John will have a specific teaching on the 15 invaluable laws of leadership. Simon Sinek will continue to explore his teaching from Leaders Eat Last. Liz Wiseman will share from her teachings and multipliers. Indy and Kathy will also contribute to the mastermind as well. So there will be four additional more in-depth teachings that will occur in a mastermind environment, and that mastermind would be facilitated by John Maxwell team members. So that would be either Rebecca, Kevin, myself, or Eric, or us as a team. So we'll have more information about that at the live event, so stay tuned for that. Now my husband, Eric, is going to talk to you a little bit about some of the things that he might have planned to offer for the event. Because each of us does this on an individual basis, and one of the examples is a program that Eric's been working on. So he's going to share that with you now. Eric?
Hey, thanks, G. As we think about everything that everyone has spoken today and everything that we've heard, there are going to be some great opportunities to connect with leaders who are known both globally, locally, and regionally, and people who have had success in what they do, success in their lives. And I think we would all agree, JMT members and those who are not JMT team members at this point, that it isn't our successes that really define us. It's where we failed. It's where we've messed up. And it's those things, or in those things, that we've learned the most. It's imparting those things to other people. And sometimes our failures occurred as people were delegating to us. And as I was thinking about that for some time, I thought about what it really means to delegate and what delegation looks like and what it should look like. And it was given to me that we delegate to elevate. Let me say that again. We delegate to elevate. Now, if you think in terms of an intern, or maybe you're a manager or a general manager or whatever your position of authority may be at your place of business, you may delegate to the intern, to the supervisor, or to someone who's lower in the hierarchy. And a lot of times people do that, and we've given them, well, file these this paperwork, or file these documents, or go do this, go do that, these menial tasks. But that's not what delegation is supposed to be about. We delegate to people to elevate people. We delegate things to them that are going to stretch them, that are going to increase their capacity to learn and increase in their wisdom, that are going to allow them to use their creativity, because that's why we hired them, if in fact we did hire them. And if we didn't, we should be bringing them along in that way. So one of the programs I'll be offering is called Delegate to Elevate. It's all about taking your leadership and the leadership of those who are around you to a higher level.
Great. Thank you so much, Eric. So those are some examples of the offerings that will be available to you just because you attend Live to Lead. They are offerings that aren't going to be available to other folks who weren't in the room. So you get to have immediate access to some great post-event training opportunities. So now that your mind is full of all of this information about what to expect on Friday, there's a couple of quick things that we'll answer as far as frequently asked questions, and then you can unmute yourself if you have a question to ask us while we're all on the line. Okay? So just give me a few minutes to go over some FAQs. So first, when do doors open? So doors to the church will open at 8 a.m. You will have be able to complete your registration, be greeted at the front desk, get all the materials that you need, and then you will be able to go into the breakfast, continental breakfast area. The doors to the room where we will be viewing the simulcast and facilitating the event will not open until about 8:30. So just for those folks who want to be there early, you won't be able to get in physically into the building until 8.
For those of you who run around last minute, we won't shout you out. 8:30 is when the actual doors to the sanctuary open, and around 8:40 is when we will officially start the program. So make sure that you're there by then. We do not allow food into the room where we will be viewing the simulcast. As long as drinks have lids on them, you'll be able to have your drink in there, but you will not be able to take the breakfast food into the room. So if you would like to enjoy breakfast with us, which we hope you would, please make sure you come in a timely manner. All right? Where do you park, and is there accessible parking? So we will have signs posted outside at Chestnut Ridge to direct you to where to park so that you know which entrance to use. So don't worry about that. There will be people to greet you every step along the way, so you won't get lost. Accessible parking is available. There are more than enough spaces reserved for handicap accessible parking. So please don't be concerned about that. If somebody were to need to be dropped off at the right up at the front door, we can make that arrangement as well. Okay? Do you need to bring your printed ticket to the event? No, you do not. You do not need to bring your printed ticket. We will have a list of those who have already purchased tickets and have reserve tickets, so we will have that taken care of for you when you come into the space, okay? Now, if for some reason you were unable to attend on Friday, you cannot receive a refund for your ticket. However, you can transfer your ticket to another guest. So if that were to happen, I encourage you to email me at Coach Gina Jones. That's CoachGinaJones at gmail.com. And let me know what happened so that we can make sure we have the welcome package and the registration changed accordingly. Okay? So it can be transferred, but you can't receive a refund. Will breakfast or lunch be served? So we already talked about that. So there will be continental breakfast provided, and we will also have lunch. Our lunch is catered by Chick-fil-A. If you have specific dietary requirements or restrictions and need a different meal, again, please email me directly at CoachGinaJones@gmail.com. We'll actually be sending you an email tomorrow that will remind you of these frequently asked questions and encourage you to contact us if you have any questions or concerns that aren't answered today. All right. Will there be an opportunity to purchase materials or books? So we will not have a physical bookstore on property, but we will have a digital bookstore. So because we're members of the John Maxwell team, each one of us has access to our own personal bookstore. We will have it available for you to purchase books from us at a significantly discounted rate than you would purchase from a store, a brick-and-mortar store or Amazon or anywhere like that, through the John Maxwell Company. And then it will ship directly to your home or to your business, wherever you would like it to be sent to. So, yes, you will be able to make purchases through the John Maxwell Company. And then finally, what should you bring with you? Well, Kevin alluded to this a little bit earlier, and I want to remind you of it. How often do we attend trainings or professional development events or maybe even a meeting at work, and we don't pay attention? We're writing our grocery list. We're texting. We're following up on emails. We're just not present, right? And then we leave, and we don't even know what the point of that time was. Or let's say we were present in the meeting or in the training, but then we come home, and we don't apply anything that we learned. What we want to do is help you prepare the best way possible so that you can apply everything that you learn at this event. So one of the things we want you to remember is a simple acronym, and it's ACT. A-C-T. A, we want you to anticipate. Take time to review the presenter bios. We provided it in a link in your email. And get plenty of rest. Wake up with excitement and anticipate having a great day of skill development, relationship building, and aha moments that will truly enhance your leadership skills. your attitude that you bring to this event will truly define what you get out of it. I'm telling you, I am telling you with everything in me, you are going to be transformed. This will be a great event. I promise you. I hear John speak at least once a year in person and several times throughout the year through webinars or conference calls, and every time the man teaches me something new. And mostly I think it's because my heart is open to receive what he is ready to teach me. C is for connect. Throughout the event, you will have the opportunity to connect with leaders from southwestern Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Maryland, and Ohio. Use this time wisely and take time to go beyond networking and connect with your fellow leaders. You know, too often we go to events and we network, we exchange business cards, but we don't necessarily follow up with the people we talk to, or we forget their story. You know, take time to be tuned in, connect to people, and maybe think about ways how you can add value to them. And in turn, it will be revealed to you how they will add value to you. And then T is for takeaway. Oftentimes, we attend events like this one, and we become overwhelmed with the amount of information we receive. And in the past, we were diligent about taking notes, but we never opened our notebook again after that training. We challenge you to intentionally identify at least 5 takeaways from each speaker. Listen with intention to take away an idea and a strategy to grow. So after the end of each speaker, you're going to hear from Tracy, who is our Live to Lead host in Atlanta, as well as you're going to hear from us intermittently throughout the day. And we're going to remind you of key takeaways that each speaker provided. We hope that you will do the same thing and write down some key takeaways and maybe even write out a plan of how you hope to implement that key takeaway in your life personally or in your business professionally. So congratulations. Congratulations to you and the decision that you made to invest in yourself to be at this event. Whether somebody else is paying for it or you are paying for it yourself, you made a choice to make yourself available for Friday, and we appreciate you for it. You know, we love hosting events like this, and it's been a wonderful experience for all of us to work together on this event for you. We really hope that you've enjoyed this call and it's been informative and helpful to have all the information presented kind of in one space. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to allow my team members to mention anything that they feel maybe we forgot, and then we'll have everybody, if they want to, open the line and ask any questions that they may have, okay? So team members, is there anything that you'd like to add? Rebecca, I'll throw it to you first.
No, not that I can think of. I think you covered everything I was thinking about. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Rebecca. Jim?
No, ma'am. I'm pumped. Let's do this.
Good. Kevin?
Just to be intentional, just like you just said, just to be intentional. Come there ready and be prepared. And you mentioned it, and I think this is probably one of the maybe the secrets about this event. It's you're going to get the 4 speakers and you're going to get poured into like you've never been poured into before, but we're going to have, you know, 75 to 150 people there that are going to be like-minded, wanting to grow just like you. So meet the people, you know, be involved, be a part of the day itself. Don't just sit there.
Thanks, Kevin. Eric?
Sure thing. Thanks, Gene. I want to echo what Kevin said exactly and precisely in that you don't want to leave any event, let alone this event, where you don't meet and connect with other people. This is a rare opportunity to connect with people who, again, have a similar way of thinking. And watch this, those who don't think like you do. It's a great time to do that. It's a great way to do that. So you'd be missing a huge opportunity to grow yourself personally and potentially grow your business by not connecting with other people while you're there. And the second thing I'd add is this, and I've heard John say this many times, and he's right about it. It is when you're there on Friday, when we're there on Friday, if something you hear sparks an idea, it's the most important thing for you to write that down so you don't forget it. If it sparks a new offering that you can have, or something you may want to add to your website, or something else that would help you grow personally, professionally, or something, watch this, that would potentially help someone else you know, someone on your team, on your staff, in your family for that matter. You want to write those things down, because the most important thing that you will take away are the things that come to your mind as you're sitting there. You'll take some great stuff from Simon and John and Liz and Dan and potentially one of the four or five of us. It's those other things that are going to come to your mind, that are going to be whispered into your ear, if you will, if I can put it that way, that you really want to jot down. So when you get back home or back to the office that afternoon or even sometime this coming weekend, you can flesh those things out and build something, build a plan around those things, build a concept around it. So remember, as Kevin said, connect, 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 and write the things down, the ideas that come to your mind as you're sitting there taking everything else in. That's all for me.
Thank you, Eric. And there's one other thing that I forgot to mention to you, I want to make sure I cover, is that this year, Live to Lead has provided a system to offer continuing education credits. And so what they're offering is a way for you, and you can do it while you're on site with us, or you can do it yourself whenever you leave the event, but they're offering three ways that you can earn continuing education credits. You can earn general continuing education units from the John Maxwell Company. They're not accredited by university or other governing body. You could earn, and that's 0.35 CEUs that are awarded for from the John Maxwell Company, and the cost is free. So you get a certificate of completion that's sent to you via email. Second is general CEU credits from the University of North Georgia. This is accredited, and it's also accepted internationally. It's 0.35 CEUs that are awarded, and a certificate of completion is sent to you via email and regular mail. The cost for this CEU is $25. And then the Society for Human Resource Management, also known as SHRM, is offering 2.75 professional development credits that are awarded for this event. A certificate of completion is sent to you via email, and the cost is free. And so we'll remind you of this the day of the event, but for those of you that are interested in continuing education credits, they are going to be offered. All right, so if you have any questions, we are more than happy to answer them for you at this time. Just unmute yourself, and we will do our best to answer your question. And please state your name first. No questions? All right. Well, is there anything else from the team that you'd like to say before we end the call?
You just knocked it out of the park. That's why.
Oh.
No question.
Great job, Gina.
Thank you, guys. All right. Well, it's been our pleasure to serve you today and to connect with you. We are very excited and look forward to meeting you on Friday. Don't forget to act, anticipate, connect, and take away. We look forward to seeing you then. Have a great day, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.